With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Israel and Hamas have agreed to pause fighting in Gaza to release the remaining hostages in exchange for Palestinian prisoners, adopting parts of a peace plan put forth by President Trump. Heritage Foundation military analyst Brent Sadler believes that stage protests you may be seeing against Israel are more of a distraction than a true reflection of how people feel around the world.
Despite what you see in the streets of London, Paris, and Chicago, and New York, for pro-Hamas kind of agitators, the real winds of change are moving in the direction of peace in a more liberal and free societies, and I mean in the democratic sense of that. And I think that's good for Americans, and it's certainly good for the hostage families.
In Tel Aviv, families of the remaining hostages did celebrate yesterday, crying tears of joy once the deal was announced. Palestinians cautiously welcomed the deal as a potential breakthrough in ending the two-year-old war for good. Eric Trump, the executive vice president of the Trump Organization, says his father's enemies have tried seemingly just about everything to stop him.
They wanted to arrest us. They wanted to bankrupt us. They wanted to take us down. They were stripping us off of the ballots of states in this country, using justices to subvert the will of the American people.
Trump spoke with the Salem Radio Network. President Trump has gotten a clean bill of health in his latest checkup. Here's correspondent Ron Taylor with more details.
President Trump is in exceptional health, according to his physician who evaluated him Friday. The president underwent a checkup at Walter Reed National Military Medical Center. The visit included lab tests, preventive health assessments, a flu shot, and a COVID-19 booster. Navy Captain Sean Barbella, the president's doctor, says the evaluation was part of his ongoing health maintenance plan. The assessment helps prepare the president for upcoming overseas trips to the Middle East and Asia. Ron Taylor reporting.
This is SRN News. Christian believers in Mozambique are under fire, being persecuted by Muslim terrorist groups.
ISIS is claiming responsibility for murdering at least 30 believers and burning a church to the ground. The violence has also displaced tens of thousands of people and is taxing the government's limited ability to control its own territory. Muslim terrorism is surging in sub-Saharan Africa, with active terror cells operating in Somalia, Nigeria, the Democratic Republic of Congo, Mali, and Burkina Faso. Michael Harrington reporting.
Jews in the United Kingdom are unnerved by this month's deadly attack on a synagogue in Manchester. Some say they feel forgotten by a society that has allowed anti-Semitism to grow unchallenged over the last 2 years. Other British Jews say politicians have failed to reject anti-Jewish speech or to protect Jewish people from hate crimes that seem to be on the rise. One Manchester native says, "We are Jews, but we are English." This is SRN News. This past week, the normally liberal-leaning Washington Post editorial board questioned liberals who were demanding an extension of costly COVID-era Obamacare subsidies as the price for ending the government shutdown. Economist Steve Moore explains that Obamacare simply moved the health care system out of the private sector into government hands.
It was just moving the system out of the private sector into the government. So now taxpayers are paying a much, much larger share of the bill. It's not health care is less expensive, it's just who's paying for it. And when you're running a $37 trillion debt and a $2 trillion annual deficit, what the Democrats are saying is they want to move more and more and more people into Obamacare, into these subsidized plans.
The Post editorial board wrote, "The real problem is that the Affordable Care Act, Obamacare, was never actually affordable." You'll find more on these stories at srnnews.com.